Miriam, the learning should be a schus for her. Yeah. We have the two Yamim Taivim, Pesach and Shavuos. Pesach is the Yontif of Emuna. The Zohar refers to Matzah as the Mechla de Behemnusa, the food of Emuna. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that he's going to make all the Nisim in the Flores in Mitzrayim, Mount and Sapa Bios Nebincha, Bencha, Es Hashem Salav to be Mitzrayim. The whole purpose of all the Nisim in the Flores was Leman Teidu Ki Ani Hashem Echol Haaretz, to indicate, to demonstrate all the Ikari Hu Amunah. So Yontav is supposed to be the Yontav, Pesach is supposed to be the Yontav of Amunah. And we have the mitzvah of CPTS Mitzrayim to bring out all of the Ikari Amunah. They quote from the Arizal that the word Pesach has the added meaning. Pesach means Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Al-Bati Abaseidu B'Mitzrayim. Has the added meaning of Pesach, a mouth that talks. Supposed to tell over on Pesach the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim and to bring out to the children and to whoever is there by the Seder all of the Ikari Amunah. That we believe in Schar V'Yoinish, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punishes the Rishoyim. And he rewards the tzaddikim, and we believe in nevuah. Moshe Rabbeinu was a navi, and we believe in Torah min hashamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu said over dinim. He said over hayrashah. There are dinim and Pesach Mitzrayim that don't apply l'doris and Pesach doris. Masnechem chagurim nalechem raglechem alkelchem yetchem achaltem osu b'chipazin. All of those dinim don't apply to Pesach doris. Those were all hayrashah. And other aspects of the Korban Pesach were din l'doris. So the din l'doris, that's Torah. And the other din ma nevuah, hayrah shoh. And we believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only one who's in full control of everything in the world. He knows what's happening. There's Hashgach HaPratis. He's the only one in full control. And the Pesach says about HaKadosh Baruch Hu caused all the Avodah Zarah in Mitzrayim to be broken, all the idols, and then they shechted the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach used to worship the holy cow. So, and we believe in Geula. Geula means HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a goal in mind. And there's a tachlis. You look in the world, it looks as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, it was a total waste. The world is going to self-destruct. So it's not so. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekeh Asher Ekeh, I will be with Bnei Yisrael through this Golus, and I will be with them through the future Golus, and there will be a Gula Hasida. He promised there will be a Gula Hasida. That's why on Pesach night, we talk about Eliyahu HaNavi coming, have Kosu Shel Eliyahu. Eliyahu HaNavi is the Navi who's going to, he's the Mevasa HaGula. Eliyahu HaNavi, that's what the Navi Malachi speaks of at the end of the Haftorah of Shabbos HaGadol. Malachi was the last Navi. In the beginning of the Baisheni period, the Gemara says that Rabban Shalom was angry at Bnei Yisrael because they had an opportunity to come back to Eretz Yisrael from Galus Bavel, and they didn't come. 98% of the people stayed behind. Everybody stayed behind. Those who came back to Eretz Yisrael, the Tzionistim, came back to Eretz Yisrael, where Gerim and Chalalim and Mamzerim and Esinim and Shtuki and Asufi, all of Frum Yidden, remained behind. They didn't want to come back to Eretz Yisrael. So the Rabban Shalom was angry. And he said he's not going to give any more Nevi'im, except for the three Gimel Nevi'im, Aloim, Maim, Bavel. They had to have the three Nevi'im, Chagas, Chayim, Malach, in order to be able to build a Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says there's a din. You can't build a Beis HaMikdash without authorization from a Navi. So the Gemara has a tradition. Each one of Chagas, Chayim, Malach, the three Nevi'im, each one gave a different Nevu'ah about a different aspect of building of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's it. The Navi Malachi signs off at the end. Zichur Teres Moshe Abdi, you better keep all the mitzvahs, because the Rebbe Shalom is not going to send any more Nevi'im to give Musa, to give Tarchocha. And the next Navi is going to be a long stretch. Hinenech Shalach Halhem Seli, a Navi, Lifnei Bayom Hashem HaGorol V'Hanara. The Gemara in Erevin, we learned that Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara in Erevin understands that the Navi is going to come the day before Mashiach. That's a long stretch. In between Chagas Chayim Malachi was, they were supervising the building of the second Beis HaMikdash. That was almost 2,500 years ago, a long, long time ago. So Eliyahu HaNavi is supposed to be the Mevasa HaGula. Why do we talk about the Gula HaSida? Because before Yetzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, Ekeh Asher Ekeh. Rabban Shalom told him, I'm going to hold your hand, I'm going to take care of the Jewish people to bring the Gula Mitzrayim, and I'll be with them in the future Golus. and see to it that he's going to bring the future gula. That's why we sing on Pesach night, Nishmas Kachai, Devorach HaShimcha. We're celebrating in commemoration of Yetzias Mitzrayim. We're also celebrating in anticipation of the gula Hasida, which was told to Moshe Rabbeinu on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So all of these, Ikari Hamuna, these were all demonstrated to the Jewish people on the occasion of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that there is a concept of gula, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showers his Hashgacha Pratis on the world, and there is a goal, there is a tachlis in the Bria, not that he created the world, it's a total waste, and there's Hashgacha Pratis, and so on, Schar V'Yonish, Nevuah, all of the Ikari Hu Emuna. So Yontif, Pesach is the Yontif of Emuna, and the Matzah is referred to by the Zohar as Mechle de Behemnusa, the food of Emuna, as opposed to Shavuah. Shavuah is the Yontif of Kabbalah Satur and Talmud Tur. So that's what the Hasidish Sfarim point out. On Pesach, you bring the Mincha Sa'omer. Mincha Sa'omer is Sa'or and barley. That's Michael Behema. People put barley into Cholent, but basically barley is Michael Behema. And Mincha Sa'omer on the first Echalamoid is Matzah. You're not allowed to make Chomets. You're not allowed to make Chomets on Pesach. You're not allowed to make any Mincha Chomets. As opposed to Shavuos, when you have the Shtei Halechem. So the Shtei Alechem is from Chitim, that's Michael Adam, and that's already Chametz. That's the one Mincha that you have to let it rise in its Chametz. So what does this represent? So in the Kedushas Levi and several other Hasidish Svarim, that's what they point at. Emuna is supposed to be not such a sophisticated, developed concept. We know what the Ikari Emuna are, and Shai, like David HaMelech uses an expression in Tehillim, that he has Emuna like a behemoth, flat, not so sophisticated, like matzah. Matzah means unsophisticated, undeveloped. As opposed to Talmud Torah, Yontav Shavuos is the Yontav of Talmud Torah. So you're supposed to use your brain like a human being. That's supposed to be Michael Adam, not Michael Behema. And that's supposed to be Chametz. Chametz means supposed to develop a whole idea. You have to learn all the dinim, try to put everything together, and try to make a whole system out of it. And Hashkaf and Amuna is supposed to be easy. So the matzah is referred to by the Zohar as the Mechle de Mehemnusa, the Meichel of Emuna, because it's flat, because it doesn't rise. So the Matzah, and the Gemara has all the sugyas of Matzah, starts from Daflam and Ham and Aleph. The Chumash describes Matzah as Lechem Oni. So first Halacha says it has to be Lechem. Then it's the second Halacha, it has to be Lechem Oni. What is Lechem? Lechem is relevant not only for the purpose of Matzah, Lechem is relevant for the purpose of Hafrosh Haschalo. The Chumash writes, the din of challah min haTorah only applies in Eretz Yisrael. We observe challah b'chutz l'aretz, that's midrabbanon. The Tanaim instituted kedei shelo tishtakach Torah's challah. We're going to be away from Eretz Yisrael. It's going to be a long, long golus. It's already 2,000 years of golus that hardly any Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. So we'll forget the whole mitzvah of challah. So shelet kedei shelo tishtakach Torah's challah. They introduce an inyan of challah's chutz l'aretz, but min haTorah it's only in Eretz Yisrael. And the pasuk uses the expression "Hoya b'cholchem ilechem ha'aretz." If you eat lechem in Eretz Yisrael, you have to be mafrish challah. So, the same expression appears with respect to chadosh. It says in Chumash, chadosh is the new tvuah that was planted after Pesach, and he didn't yet bring the minchas ha'omer on the first day chalamayit Pesach of the coming year. So, all of that in Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows in Eretz Yisrael, that for sure, that's chadosh, that's awesome in haTorah. In Chutz La'aretz, that's a machlokes ha'taraim, or the chadosh. If you have chadosh that grew in Eretz Yisrael and you export it to Chutz La'aretz, that's for sure an issa deraisa. It grew in Eretz Yisrael, but if the chadosh grew in Chutz La'aretz, so that's a machlokes ha'taraim, whether that's an issa deraisa or an issa derabbanon. So the pashtus is based on the machlokes ha'taraim. Pashtus is that rov harishonim paskin that it's an issa deraisa, so it should be noig all over the world. Minig Olam for many generations is Lahokel. There are more quotes already, Shagazari, Pnei Yeshua, all the Poskim, they all point out Minig all over Europe, Eastern Europe, Western Europe, everybody used to be Mekel on Chodesh B'chutz L'aretz. So the Minig Olam is that we assume that Chodesh B'chutz L'aretz is only the Rabbanon, and since it's only the Rabbanon, so they only instituted it by Ratzis HaSmuchas L'aretz Yisrael, in the areas that border on Eretz Yisrael, Amun Moyav in Lebanon, and Syria, and Egypt. Just like Trumas and Maisus Midirabbana was introduced by Ratzis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. By Ratzis HaRachoykas M'Eretz Yisrael, the Yerushalmi says they never They never made a takana de rabbanon that you have to be mafresh trumas and maises. So that's what the Sefer HaTruma, by one of the Balei HaTes, Rabbeinu Baruch, Bal Sefer HaTruma, Magen Avraham, and Hilchas Pesach quotes this from the Sefer HaTruma. And the Aruch HaShulchan in Yeridei gets all excited. He saved all of Klal Yisrael from the Yisra of Chodesh. He discovered America. He discovered what the Magen Avraham quotes already. I don't know what he rediscovered America. He discovered that the Sefer HaTruma defends the Minig Olam, that everybody eats Chodesh B'chutz Lo, because we all live so far away from Eretz Yisrael. So we follow that opinion that Chodesh B'chutz Lo, it's only the Rabbanon, and is only introduced by Rotzos HaSmuchos L'Eretz Yisrael. The Bach had a different Tzad L'Hokel. The Bach came up with an Einfall that Chodesh is Noig B'chutz Lo, it's only if the farm is owned by a Jew. But if the farm is owned by a non-Jew, then it doesn't apply. So the Be'er HaGoyla, on the side of the Shulchan Aruch, they have tiny notes. It's by Be'er HaGoyla, that was by the great-grandfather of the Vilna Gaon. So he usually just gives you a Mar Mekoymus, where the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch comes from. It's a Mishnah, Gemara, Rambam, Tosfos. So once every 20 pages, Be'er HaGoyla quotes an idea. Usually only gives Mar Mekoymus, once in a while he quotes an idea. So here he quotes this Bach, that Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz only applies if the farm is owned by a Jew. Farm is owned by a non-Jew, so there's no issue of Chodesh. So the Vilna Gaon, the Ur Einikel, got all upset. So he writes, Yofa Ha'isalo Hashtika. He shouldn't have written such a silly thing. He writes on his Alter Zeder. He shouldn't have written such a silly thing. It's against the Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes on Ofen Yerushalmi. Tosfos on the Mishnah Kiddushin. Quotes Yerushalmi there. It says, Beferish, the Chodesh B'chutz Lo'aretz even applies if the farm is owned by a non-Jew. So the reason why we're mekel is not really because of Chodesh B'shal Nochrim. The reason why we're mekel is because our Ratzis are Choykes. We assume the Chodesh B'chutz Lo, it's only the Rabbanon. So they only instituted it by Ratzis HaSmuchas L'Eretz Yisrael. So by Chodesh, the Pasuk says, B'lechi v'kol v'karmel esoch la'aretz ha'mayem ha'zah ha'rav yachem esorim ha'tnufa. You're not allowed to eat the Tvua HaChadosh or whatever was planted after Chalamoy Pesach. So you always have to wait till next year, till the Omer Haba. So the Loshon HaPasuk says V'lechem. So the Gemara says Lechem. So it only applies to the Chameshis Mine Dogma. Whenever there's a din of Lechem, you can make bread from, you can make rice bread, you can make from potato starch, you can make from corn starch, you can make from all kinds of things. That's Al Pidin, not called Lechem. Matzah has to be Lechem only. So Lechem is only Chameshis Mine Dogon. Wheat, barley, oats, rice, belt, the Chameshis Mine Dogon. And by rice we're going to talk about. Okay, so what are the five? Wheat, barley, oats, rye, spelt. We usually assume more or less that these are the five. Yeah. So the matzah has a din of lechem, lechem oni. The mitzvah to be marfish challah. Hoy bachochem lechem hearts depends on lechem. So the Mishnah says in challah also. You only chayv in challah if you bake bread, cake, or cookies from the Chameshis Minei Dogon. And Chodosh, the Yisra not eating the Tvua Chodosh only applies if it's one of those five kinds of grain, because the Pasuk refers to the Yisra Chodosh. But Lechem v'kol v'karmel esochle, you're not allowed to eat bread, and bread is only, Lechem is only like that. Then you have Dinim derabbanan, then there's a Din derais also that depends on Lechem. Eretz asher lo b'miskenes tochal bo lechem v'achalta v'sevata v'rachta v'sashem alakecha. Birchas Hamazon. You only say Birchas Hamazon if you eat lechem. If you eat a whole meal, you eat a ton of food and you're ready to platz, you overate, you're full, you're not going to be hungry for the next 2 days. So we say, you say Bar Nefoshes. The Mishnah holds one ton is of the opinion, if you only ate shelek, you ate shlokas, cooked vegetables, and that's your whole meal. So one ton says, Rabbi Kiva says that you bench Birchas Hamazon. And we don't pass like that. We pass, and you only say Birchas Hamazon deraisa if you had lechem. That's how the pasuk reads. Eretz Hashaloi, the Torah is praising Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Chit, the Sar, the Gefen, the Tein, the Varim, and Eretz Hashem, and the Dvosh. Eretz Hashaloi, the Miskenes, the Chal, the Lechem, the Chal, the Savot, the Virachto. So you only have Birchas Hamazon deraisa if you ate lechem. So those are the Dinim deraisa. Then you have Dinim derabbanan that depend on lechem. You say, Hamoitzi lechem in Ha'oretz, as opposed to Barim Minim Zainus. The old bracha Birchas Hanenin is in Gansan only midirabbanon, we assume. Rabbi Yeshua wants to say that Birchas Hanenin is deraisa, but he says Luli de Mistafina. He is afraid. If he weren't afraid of disagreeing with the Rishonim, he would have said he was afraid. He didn't disagree, so we don't accept his opinion. We assume that Birchas Hanenin is only midirabbanon. So you have to you have to say Hamotzi Lechem in Haaretz sometimes as opposed to Bari Minim Zaynus. So that whole difference is only Midirabbanon. What bracha you say before you eat food, that's only Midirabbanon on a Tilos Yadayim. You only wash in Tilos Yadayim if you're eating bread that you say Hamotzi on. So Tilos Yadayim, the whole institution of the Tilos Yadayim is only Midirabbanon. Then we learned Eridin for a long time. So we learned about Eruvi Chatzeres. Let's say you have an apartment building, and each family has their own apartment. So in HaTorah, everything is one big happy Rishus HaYachid. In HaTorah, you have walls around the whole area, so everything Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid is a Rishus HaYachid. It doesn't make a difference whether this family lives there, that family lives there. All Rishus HaYachid are the same. And Shlomo HaMelech made a takana. We learned in Gemara at the beginning of the second paragraph in Erevin. Shlomo HaMelech made a takana that you're not allowed to carry from the home of Shimon's family to the home of Reuben's family, or from one apartment to the hallway, from the hallway to another apartment, unless he made an Eruvei Chatzeres. And Eruvei Chatzeres has to be with Lechem Shem Baruchem Olav HaMoitzi. That's a din midirabbanan. That's not a din min HaTorah. So the Mishnah says all of the dinim of Lechem, whether the dinim deraisa of matzah, that has to be Lechem Oini, or Chalav, Oye Bachochem Lechem Ha'aretz, or the din of Chadosh, Lech v'kol v'kamel esochel, or the din of Birchas HaMazon deraisa, Eretz Shalom Meskenes Tachal Balechem Echalta V'Savata V'Rachta, or all the dinim derabbanon, Birchas HaMoitzi and Atilus Yadayim and Eruv Chatzeres, all these dinim all depend on Chameshes Minei Dogon. So the Gemara says, how did the Tanoim figure that out? So the Gemara has a pasuk on Laman Hei Amid Aleph, that's the marker for all of these dinim. The pasuk says you should be careful to eat matzah on Pesach Lech HaMoini, you shouldn't eat chametz. So the Gemara says chimutz is a chemical reaction that occurs when you mix flour with water, and it rises, and then it keeps on rising, and then it's like a whole an arc on top, and then it starts cracking on top. So that's called chimutz. That chemical reaction is called chimutz. If you would mix kitnius with water, or you mix flour with meperis, you mix other things, that's a different reaction. That's called sirchon. That's not bole de chimetz, that's bole de sirchon. So the Gemara derives from the pasuk, this is not only a pesach de gedin, this din is a din in kol ha-tar kula, that by definition, it's only called lechem if you'll mix the flour with water, and it'll be bole de chimetz, as opposed to bole de sirchon, then it's called lechem. And that's why all of these dinim deraisa, dinim derabbanan, all the dinim of lechem depend on the chameshes minei dogan. The chachamim experimented, and they came to the conclusion that only these five grains will have this reaction of chimutz, as opposed to everything else will have the reaction of sirchon. Then the Gemara quotes, he said, by rice. So the Gemara has a machlokes hatanoim in Mishnayis Challah. If you have rice bread, is it chayv and challah or not? Or if you make matzahs out of rice, you grind up rice and you make flour, then you make a bread out of it, you make matzahs out of it, is it called lechem anat? So Rabbi Chaimanduri says, yechayv and challah, and it's good for hamoitzi, and it's good for matzah, and yechayv koris if it's chamis, the whole works. And the chachamim disagree. So the Yerushalmi, yes, the kasha, Yerushalmi achala is bothered with the kasha. How can you have a machlokes hatanoim on a dovish al mitzias? Why don't they experiment and see? Is it bole de chimetz? Is it bole de sirchein? So the Yerushalmi answers, they did experiment, and they were looking at it, and it was halfway in between chimetz and sirchon. So Bechem Menderi says, you see, that's called chimetz. And they said, no, you see, that's called sirchon. They were arguing, where do you draw the line? Whether this is called chimetz, or this is called sirchon. This is the Yerushalmi and Challah that the Ramban made popular. Ramban on the first daf in Eilu Treifus, the third parak in Chulin, the Gemara has a machlekes, where the machlekes amaroim, machlekes tanoim and a machlekes amaroim had a paskin. With a treifa chaya, treifa ain't a chaya. There's a whole perigela treifas, the whole simonim, a big chunk of Yeridei Chelek Aleph, which diseases in the animal cause the animal to be labeled as a treifa, and when is the animal not labeled as a treifa? So we have 70 different treifas. When the animal is diseased in a certain way, it's called a treifa. So the Gemara has a machlekes hatanoim, what is that all about? So one opinion is that treifa ain't a chaya. If a treifa has this kind of a disease, it certainly will die within 12 months, and it's considered as if it's already one leg out, and it's like shechting a dead animal. So if you have an animal that dies a natural death, it's an avela, you didn't shecht it, So here, even if you shech the treifa, it's half dead, half alive, because it's sof olamus, treifa ein achaya, cannot survive 12 months, so it's like shechting a dead animal, and that's why it's awesome. And the other Tana says, no, treifa chaya, the animal can live very well for 12 months, just because the treifa not necessarily going to die. It's akzeres hakosev, that such a diseased animal may not be eaten, nothing to do with whether it's going to die or not. The nafkamina is, what if you have an animal that has a treifus, and you lock it up, and it survives for 12 months? So do we say, igloi milsalam hafreya, that it was never a treifa, we made a mistake, v'haraya, that it survived 12 months? Or do you say, no, treifa chaya, treifa is also bachile, even if it will survive for 12 months? So that's a machlekes in the Gemara. Whether treifa chaya, treifa nechaya. So the Ramban is bothered with this kasha, to mihani, ech nechleku avois ha'olam. How can the Tanoim and Amoraim have such a foolish machlekes? What do you mean? How can you have a machlekes in mitzvahs? Why didn't they experiment? The Tanoim believed in experimenting. And he quotes this passage from the Talmud Yerushalmi. That Yerushalmi asks, how can you have a machlekes abiechen benuri in the Chachamim with the oiris? If you make flour out of rice, whether it's bole de chimutz or bole de sirchon, why did they experiment and take a look at it to see? So Yerushalmi asks, they did experiment. So how could you have a machlekes with a treifa chai, treifa chai? Why didn't they take 100 treifas and lock them up and see if they'll survive or not? So the Ramban suggests they probably did. He's guessing. He doesn't know. He says they probably did experiment. They must have taken 100 or so animals that had treifas and locked them up, and mistama, they all died. And then the machlekes began. So one Tana said, you see, there you have it. Treifa ein achaya. All the animals died within 12 months. So that shows clearly that a treifa is also bachila because it's going to die. So for lomas. The other Tana says, no, it wasn't a controlled experiment. Of course, treifa, most of the treifas, of course, are going to die within 12 months. Maybe if you would have had 1,000 animals that treifas, maybe one or two would have survived, and they would have still been also. That's what the Ramban says. That was the machlokes, whether the experiment proved anything. Oh no, it didn't prove anything, because ruba, the ruba of the animals that are treifa are going to die within 12 months. Machlokes is, whether is it possible to aser an animal mitam treifa, even if you know bevadai that it's going to survive for 12 months. Ramban has like that. We learned Masechus Shabbos also. Tosfos learns in one place in Masechus Shabbos, Gemara tells, Gemara said there's a machlokes whether you're allowed to sweep the floor. Are you allowed to use a broom to sweep the floor if it's not a tile floor? It's a dirt floor, sand floor. So there's an Issa Ashvuya Gumas, Baina. If you have the floor is a little crooked, it's not smooth, and you smooth it out, so that's a Malacha Bona. If it's Babayis, it's Bona. So the Gemara has a Machlekes, are you allowed to sweep the floor? So Tosfos says, what's the Machlekes? Should be a Dov Shein and Miskavin. She's not interested in... He wants to fill. He would be happy if the gumas do get filled in. He would be happy if he would be, but it's a dovish enim miskaven. He's not really interested unless it's a psikreshe. So is it a psikreshe? Is it not a psikreshe? So what are they fighting about? So Tosfos says that's the machlokes. Is it a psikreshe? Is it not a psikreshe? So Ramban says what? Why did they experiment? They should have swept 100 floors and given a look. Is it a vadoes? Psikreshen means I'm doing a dover hamutar, and it's a vadoes that a dover ha'asa will occur. So they should have experimented. Ramban writes the same way, that it doesn't make sense to have a machlokes in the Gemara and a dover shal metzias. That's in all the yeshivas, everybody assumes like that. You can never have a machlokes in metzias. The Tanoim would have experimented. The Amoraim would have experimented. That's what Rav Soloveitchik used to say in connection with this Ramban. He used to say the Greek philosophers didn't believe in experimentation. They felt that the experimentation is manual labor, that's only for slaves. That free men have to philosophize. Why does fire go up, and why does water go down, and why does water extinguish fire? So they gave a philosophical explanation for everything. They never believed in experimentation, because that's only for slaves to do manual labor. And by the holy Tanoim and Amoraim, they believed in experimentation. The Yerushalmi says, they're not going to philosophize, they would experiment. And he used to use, in several of Rav Soloveitchik's published essays, he uses the Lashon from the Gemara and Brachas, that David HaMelech prides himself, as opposed to the other kings of the Ummas Olam, that they sit in the royal begodim, and they sit on a Kisei HaKavod, on a throne. David HaMelech says, Yodai Melech Lachas B'dam Shvir V'Shilya. I roll up my sleeves and I have to hold on to a bedika cloth to see whether it's a maratoh or maratomi. He has to look at a little nefel to see whether it has a tzura sodom or not, to be matarisha lebaila, to paskin what the halach is. He says that expression, yodim alachlochas badam shvir vishilya, that's by Rav Soloveitchik, that means that the tanoim and amaroim, chachmei HaTorah believed in experimentation. The halacha has to correspond to mitzias. But the Ovdi Avodah Zarah, their religion never corresponds to the mitzias. I remember when I was in college, so Bertrand Russell was a popular British philosopher at that time. So I wasn't interested in reading, but I remember one of the students in my class had a book by Bertrand Russell that was entitled A Dictionary of Philosophy. So I didn't know what it was. I didn't know if he messed this. I opened up the first page. So it has the letter A. All I saw was the first page. It has the letter A, and it says alphabet, arithmetic. For the letter A, it has arithmetic, and they have a picture of a galach with a collar backwards over here, teaching little children in school, writing on the blackboard, on their arithmetic, so it writes 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. Because they gloiben in the Trinity, in Shteit Nuchumash Hashem Echot. So that's it. 1 plus 1 plus 1 equals 1. Adova hamakhish de metzias. So Avodah Zarah is always in contradiction to Metzias. So you can't tell the Avodah Zarah, why don't you experiment that everything shtim, everything should correspond to Metzias. Avodah Zarah never corresponds to Metzias. The Torah, everything is them, so everything has to correspond to Metzias. The Tanaim and Amaraim always believed in experimentation. So that's what the Gemara says. The din is that in order to be called lechem, not only for the purpose of matzah, in order to be called lechem for the purpose of chiyuv challah and for the purpose of birchas hamazon deraisa, and for the purpose of Yisr Chodosh, lechem is only for Nechameshis mini dogan, that if you make flour out of it and you mix it with water, you let it sit, so it'll turn into chometz, as it'll be chimutz as opposed to sirchoin, so then it's called lechem. Yeah. What else do you need for lechem? You can mix flour with water, you can make oatmeal cereal. That's not hamotzi lechem in haaretz. If you eat a ton of oatmeal cereal, it's still going to be bar minim zayin. It's never going to be hamotzi lechem in haaretz. So the halacha says you have to have a tzuris hapas. It has to be a loaf shape. You have to bake it. If you just cook it, there's no tzuris hapas. You have to bake it. Taisa says, on lamed zayin on the base, in order to be chayv and chala, in order to be considered lechem, you have to have turisa de nahama. Turisa is the Aramaic word for tzuris. Nahama is pas. Has to have a tzuris hapas. The Gemara in Brachas also says, but it looks like it's a contradiction. We'll explain it's not a contradiction. The Gemara says in Brachas, happens to be the same daf, lamed zayin on the base. The same as over here in Pesachim, b'mikre. Happens to be the same daf, lamed zayin on the base. So the Gemara says in Brachas that if you have a certain type of a cake, so if it has a tzuris hapas, so it looks like it's bread that a person would eat to fill himself up in a meal. So then you say hamoitzin, you wash until it's yadayim, and you recite birchas hamazon. If it doesn't have tzuris hapas, then you say bari minim zaynas, unless you eat a lot of it. So then you do say hamoitzin, and then you will wash until it's yadayim. And benkach or benkach, whether it's cake or it's bread, you have to be mafrish challah. That's what it says in the Gemara. Teresa de Nama is only relevant, the Tzuras HaPas is only relevant with respect to the Dinim de Rabbanon. Do you say HaMoitzi as opposed to Bari Minim Zaynus? Do you wash until it's Yadayim or not? On cake you don't wash until it's Yadayim, only if it's HaMoitzi. And they recite Berchaz HaMozen or they recite Alamichya. So when you get to the three Dinim de Rabbanon, the Gemara says it depends. If it looks like bread, Teresa de Nama, then it's called bread all the way. If it doesn't have Teresa de Nama, it looks like cake, then it's bar minim zaynus unless you kaveh suda. But benkach, it is called lechem that you chayv and challah. Hay bacholchem lechem aris. But again, to the din derais, it is called challah. Taisa says if you have something that has no teresa the nama, does not have teresa pas, you're not chayv and challah either. So offhand, the Taisa is contradicting the Gemara. The answer is they're using the expression teresa pas in two different ways. Taisa means like this. Let's say you have spaghetti. Spaghetti is never gonna, spaghetti doesn't look like a loaf shape at all. It's never gonna become hamoitzi. Even if you eat a ton of spaghetti, you eat Wheaties, you eat oatmeal cereal, gonna eat enough oatmeal cereal, gonna be hamoitzi. It's not lechem at all. It's liquidy. It's not baked in a loaf shape. So Tosis is talking about the Tzuris HaPas on the level of Daraisa. If it's not a loaf shape, there's nothing to discuss. It can't be considered lechem even when you get to the Chiyuv Challah. It doesn't have a din lechem at all. And the Gemara in Brachos is talking about Tzuras HaPas, when it gets to Dinam Derabbanan. Does it have a Tzuras HaPas? Does it look like bread? Does it look like cake? They're both a loaf shape. Does it look like a snack, like cake, or does it look like bread that you go to Suda? So that'll happen afkamina for the three Dinam Derabbanan. Is it Hamoitzi or Mezainis? Is it Netilas Yadayim? Or do you say Birchas HaMazon, or do you say Alamichi? And if you eat a ton of the cake, you eat a lot of the cake, then it will be Hamoitzi. Everyone will agree, it will be Hamoitzi. Because on the level of the rice, it does have Tzuras HaPas.
Cookies, do you have to take color of cookies?
The Pashta says, yeah. That's called the Teresa de Nama. That's called, on the level of the rice, it's a snack, it's a nash. So it's not Teresa de... Yeah, and Wheaties, I don't think you have to be mafresh challah. Wheaties is no tzura, but a cake or cookies, so that's a shtickle, a loaf. That's a little bit a loaf. So in order to be called lechem, you have to have a few things. First of all, it has to be chameshes mini dong and should be bole de chimutz. That's the Gemara Lam and Hamer Aleph. Then you have to have teresa de nama, it has to be loaf shape. Then the Gemara has a discussion, you have to have afiyah. That's the whole discussion here, Lam and Zayin Lam and Beis. You have to bake it in an oven. That's based on the pasuk in the Teuchecha and the end of B'chukaisai. It says, V'ofu, Teuchecha is all curses for the Bnei Yisrael, but we learn out halachas from the way the Rabbanu Shel Olam gave us the Teuchecha. The pasuk says, V'ofu esa noshem lachmachem b'taner echod. There'll be a scarcity of food, and 10 women, each one will have a shmek topic of bread, and they'll all bake, all the 10 women will bake the bread from all the big families in one shot, in one taner. It means no one will have anything to eat. It'll be tzoris, there won't be any food. So the Gemara derives from the lotion of the Teuchecha, only lechem ha'ofer betanikori, lechem lechem shen ha'ofer betanre, any kori lechem. It's only called lechem if you do afia in a taner. If you cook it, if you have bishul with mashke in it, let's say you make knedlach, and the knedlach are cooked in water, they hold together, but it's cooked in water, it's not an afia in a taner, so that's not called lechem. So that's the Gemara here, that it depends on lechem. The Rabbi Natam has a kasha, there's another sources in the Gemara and Mishnayos that seem to indicate, that's how it seems, that in order to be called lechem, you need blila ova, you need alisha. So how do you combine the two different Gemaras? The Mishnah sounds like it says you need lisha blila ova, and our Gemara says you need afia. Which is it? So some Mishnayim say you need both. You need a blila ova. That's how the Miri says. You need a blila ova lisha, and you need afia. That opinion is not quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So the two opinions that are quoted are the Rabbi Natam and the Ramban. So here we don't paskin like the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says either blila ova and you do bishul, or you have a blila rako, let's say you have a batter. There are a lot of cakes that you mix the flour with the water, with the maperis and everything, and then the whole thing pours. You don't knead it. It's not a thick dough. The whole thing pours like a batter. But then when you bake it in the oven, then it has a fia, so then it becomes a loaf. So the Rabbi Natam claims either or. Either if it has a lisha, blila ova, and you do a bisha later, or if you have a blila raka and you do an afia, then it's chayiv and chala, then it's hamoitzi, then it's called lechem. And we don't really, lechatchila, we're machma for the Rabbein Atam. The Shach and Yeridei recommends you be choshish for Rabbein Atam, but we really don't paskin like that. We really paskin Shulchan Aruch, both in Hilchas Chala, in the third chelik Yeridei, and in Dinei Hamoitzi, in Arachayim. We paskin like the Ramban, that the Lisha is irrelevant, everything depends on the Afia. If you did an Afia and it has a Teresa de Nama, it has a loaf shape, so then it's called lechem. So in order to be considered matzah, you have to have afiyah. Okay, you have to have an afiyah. If you're going to have a bishul, it's not going to be considered matzah. It'll probably turn into chametz anyway if you're going to have a bishul. But it's only considered matzah if you have an afiyah. It has to be from the chameshis minei dogon, has to have a teresa de nama, has to be a loaf shape, and you have to have an afiyah. According to the Meiri, you would have to have both, a blila ova and an afia, in order that it should be called lechem. If you just have afia without lisha, there are 39 melachos on Shabbos. So the Gemara says 11 out of the 39 are labeled as sidura de pas. So part of the sidura de pas is lisha, aricha, and afia. So the Meiri is of the opinion you need both. You need Lila Ovi, you need Elisha and an Afia. And we don't really accept that opinion. We pask and we don't pask like the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam says either or. Ila Blila Ova, which is Lisha or Afia. In the Shulchan Aruch, we pask like the Ramban. It all depends on Afia. So this is in order that it should be considered Lechem. It should be Chameshes Mine Dogan, and you need an Afia, and it should be a Teresa Dinama. And then in addition to that, there's another requirement on Pesach that it should be Lechem Oni. What does it mean, Lechem Oni? Lechem Oni is spelled with an ayin in Chumash. So the Gemara says Lechem Oni to the exclusion of Matzah Ashira. What's taste Matzah Ashira? So the Gemara has different kinds of Matzah Ashira. So the Gemara says one kind of Matzah Ashira is if you use May Peris. If the Gemara has over here, Lechem Oni, Prat Lisa, Sheni Losha, B'yayin Shemet Dvash, and Cholov. The Gemara mentions four mashkim. Alamid Vavim and Aleph, the Gemara says there are four mashkim that make it Matzah Ashira. The Rambam took the Gemara literally, that's all. Only these four mashkim. Yain Shemen Dvash and Cholov. According to the Rambam, if you have egg matzah, it's perfectly good for Shmura Matzah Leila Seder. It's not called Matzah Ashira. Only these four mashkim. Yain Shemen Dvash and Cholov. All the Noisei Kalim break their heads. Why should it be? What? The Rambam took the Gemara literally. The Rambam all over Shas, the Rambam takes a din in the Gemara, and he generalizes. He gives you what the klal is. And over here, all of a sudden, he became such a literalist. Only these Dalet Mashkim. So what's special about these? So that's a big discussion. What's the Shitzam? But we don't really follow the Rambam. We assume that Egg Matzah is Matzah Shira. So you're not allowed to use it for Leila Seder. So that's one din. If you have Isus and Elosha B'mei Peris, that's called Matzah Shira. Then the Gemara has another kind of Matzah Shira, Pat L'Cholut V'Ashisho. The Gemara has on Lamed Vav on the base, on the first wide line, Matam Alayim Alechem, only the poor man's bread as opposed to Matzah Shira. The Gemara says two things. Prat L'Cholut U'L'Ashisho. Cholut means if you cooked it. Let's say I baked the matzahs, so they have a din Lechem. If you're going to cook it, it's not called Lechem. You bake matzahs in lechem, and a person has false teeth, and he can't chew the matzah. It's too hot. So the Gemara says, soak the matzah in water. Soak the matzah in water. That's okay. The Gemara says later, Yotzim Biraka Kashori. You can soak your matzah in water unless you're concerned about gibrox. But leaving out the Chassidish Minhag of gibrox, so then days of the Gemara, they didn't have gibrox. So they didn't have that chumer. So the Gemara quotes a braisa, Mem Aleph Amun Aleph, Yotzim Biraka Kashoraki Kidzamatza Hashori, if you soak it in water till you make it soft. Well, let's say if you want, let's say what bracha do you say if you eat matzah mel? We say hamoitzi when you eat matzah. What bracha do you say if you eat matzah mel? Also hamoitzi. If you take the matzah mel and you make a cake out of it, then it becomes baramini mezainus. If you mixed in made peris and you made it into a cake. But just have matzah mel alone, so the bracha is hamoitzi lachmanot. So if a person can't chew, so let him eat matzah. Yotze, the bracha is hamoitze, and yotze with that. Or let's say if he'll take the matzah and he'll soak it in water. If you soak it so long in water till it disintegrates, till it's a falzach, so then if it's nimayach, then you're not yotze, because there's no achilu, you're drinking the matzah. The din is you have to eat the matzah. But if you have a rocket kashori shalai nimayach, so the Tanoim say that then it's good. If you soak in the water, you can use it for matzah. What if you take the matzah and you want it to soften? So you have a kettle of water and you soak it in burning hot water. So that's a matzah mevushelas. That's called cholut. Cholut, chalita bereischen. Cholut means if you took a matzah that was hamoitzi, that was lechemoini, and then you cooked it in a mashke, cooked it in water, so cholut is called matzah shira. Then you're not yotze the mitzvah. So there's one matzah shira if you use mei peris, egg matzah. Another matzah shira if you have cholut, a matzah muvushelis. Then the Gemara has a third matzah shira is ashisha. If the matzah is too big, the Rama says in Shulchan Aruch that we always are careful to use small size matzahs that are not so thick. Strictly speaking, if you use Pesach dik flour, you can bake a thick cake also. It can be very thick also. So, but it's no good for matzah. Matzah can't be too big. So the Rama says we're machmir to have dafke very thin matzah, smaller than an etzba. An etzba means the thickness of a thumb. All the matzahs are thinner than a thumb. Ashkenazi matzahs and Sephardi matzahs, they're both much thinner than an etzba. Some people think that the Ashkenazim have a minig bedavka to use crispy matzahs, the way we always eat. So the Mishnah Berurah says it's not true. Mishnah Berurah says you can eat a spongy matzah also, like the Sephardim make. You just have to make sure that it has a good ashkocha. Sometimes there are people baking matzahs who don't know Benyaminim l'smalim. The baking matzah they make it into chametz. But if you have a Sephardish matzah that has a good ashkocha and it's taka kosher l'pesach, Ashkenazim can use it for matzos, and Mishnah Berurah says beferish like that. They're both equally good. The Ramos says the meaning is that you use very thin. They're both very thin. You're not allowed to use a very thick matzah. How big does the matzah have to be that it should be labeled as a matzah ashira? So the Gemara says gigantic. If it's echad mishisha be'efo, that's a very thick, gigantic matzah. Our matzahs are nowhere near that. So the Ramah has a chumrah that we should have extremely thin matzah.
That's not, but that's just the amount of flour in the thick matzah. It could be very, very thin and still contain all that flour. The fact that it's shishim eifah doesn't make it heavy. It's the thickness.
Right, so we make it very thin and we make it very small also. We make it square or we make it circular. It's not gigantic. If you have too large a matzah, either because it's too thick or because it's too large an area, so either way, it's no good.
Why? But it's too large an area. Why not?
That's called matzah ashira. It's too much. Lechem oni means the poor man can't afford so much with left over. Rich people start off with a gigantic challah and they...
Broken
matzah, that's another din. The Gemara has... That's another drasha. The Gemara has lechem oni that you need prusa. Madarka shalani. That's a Gemara at the end of the Masechta. That's already a fourth din in lechem oni. The Gemara comments that Pasuk in Yeshaya, the Navi Yeshaya encourages Bnei Yisrael they should break off the wealthy people should break off part of their bread and they should give it to the poor people who don't have what to eat. So the Navi says, Halafrois l'ra'iv lachmecho. Break off a little bit. Lifros means prisas alechem. Break off a little bit of your food, of the bread, and give it to the poor man. So that's called the prusa. So madakir shalani b'prusa, the poor man shnoris a matana from the rich man. He's not going to give him a whole challah, give him a broken piece. So Pesach night, everybody should say halachilas matzah and a broken matzah. Madakir shalani b'prusa, avkan b'prusa. That's the top line of kuf tezayin amanal. That's already another din. It's already four dinim. If you made matzahs, egg matzahs with made peris, it's matzah ashira. If you made too big, ashisha echem ishisha be'efa. Too big is called matzah ashira, and if it's cholot, if it's cooked, it's matzah mevusheles, is a matzah ashira, and it has to be prusa. You have to have a broken matzah.
It
was too expensive. For sure, it should be matzah ashira. Yeah. We should passel up all the matzahs. We should passel up all the matzahs. A mazel that the Gemara didn't say. Well, lucky the Gemara didn't say it. Okay. Taisus there has the discussion, what do you mean you use a prusa? But every Shabbos and Yontif, all year long, you have to have lechem mishnah zecha l'mon. That the mon didn't fall down neither on Shabbos nor on Yontif. And therefore on Erev Pesach, on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, a double portion came down. So it was supposed to have lechem mishnah on every Shabbos, every Yontif. So how do we satisfy the requirement for lechem mishnah if you're supposed to have a prusa? Don't you have to have two shleimas? So Taisus has two opinions. The top Taisus on Kuf Tezayinim and Aleph. So the common practice is we follow the main sheet of the Balei HaTaisus. You start off with three matzahs and you break one of them, so you have two and a half matzahs. So you have the Lechem Mishnah, the two Shleimas, and then you have the Prusa for the Lechem Oni. Assuming that the two different mitzvahs. You need two Shleimas for Sudas Yontif. That's one mitzvah. Every Shabbos, every Yontif, you need two Shleimas. Then there's another unrelated mitzvah to eat matzah. On Pesach night, that should be lechem oni, a prusa, broken matzah. The other opinion in Taisus, no, they're not two different mitzvahs. It's the exact same mitzvah. The mitzvah is, instead of having lechem mishnah, two shleimas, you should be dafke have a prusa. It's the same mitzvah. Matzah is not a separate mitzvah from Sudas Pesach, Sudas Yontif. On Pesach, the mitzvah is to have matzah for the Suda, and the matzah should be lechem oni. So according to that opinion, you don't start off with three. You start off with two matzahs, then you break one of them, so you bedavka don't have two shleimas. You only have one and a half. You have one shleima and a half. That's the The Vilna Gaon follows that opinion from the Rishonim. The Rambam and the Rif like that, the Vilna Gaon and Valozhin. That was the practice that they had. And that's Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rav Soloveitchik both had that family tradition. Instead of starting off with three matzahs, they started off with two matzahs. So they said, Amoitzi, Alachilas matzah, and 1.5 matzahs. Not like everybody else that you have two matzahs. This is on the top of Kuf Tezayin and Aleph, quotes the Gemara in Brachas. That's the girsa that they had. The Gemara has a discussion in Brachas. If you have, let's say on Sunday morning, you want to eat breakfast. So you had a big challah for Shabbos and used a little bit, and you have a gigantic prusa. You have a gigantic chunk of a challah that's not a shlema, it's a broken challah. Then you have a tiny little roll, a bulkale, that's shlema, but it's much smaller than the prusa that you have left over. So which is preferable? Whenever you say any bracha, so it's considered a covered a mitzvah, it's a hida mitzvah to say the bracha over a more bekovedikah piece of food. If you're interested in eating it. If you don't want to eat it, you're going to break out in rash or something, so you don't eat it. But if it's equal, I can either eat this or this, and this is tastier than that. So the covered bracha requires that you should say the bracha over the more tasty, over the more bekovedikah food. So the Gemara in Brachas has a machlokes. If you have a big piece of a challah that's not shlema, you have a small challah that's a shlema, but it's very tiny. So which one takes precedence? Which one should you say amoytzian? Which way is in more covered abracha? So the Gemara says this machlokes is only all year long, but on Pesach night hakol ma'idim ol lichachamim agri l'inyan Pesach sheminiach prusa mitoch hashlemos ubotzeya. That's how Tosfos had the girsa. You place the prusa in between the shlemos. So it's a dead giveaway that you have 2.5 matzahs. Minich ha-prusa betoch ha-shlemos. That's not what it says in Agimor. Agimor says, minich ha-prusa betoch ha-shlemo. But Tosfos has the girsa that you have 2.5 matzahs. You put the prusa, the broken matzah, in between the two shlemos, one on top, one on bottom, because they're working with the assumption that these are two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah of Sudas Yontif, you need Lecha Mishnah and Shlemus, and the other mitzvah is Achilas Matzah, where you need a Prusa. That's why the Shulchan Aruch quotes from the Rosh, that when you say Hamotzi al Achilas Matzah, you should eat two Kazaisim. You should eat one Kazais from the Shlemus, and one Kazais from the Prusa, because they're two unrelated mitzvahs. One mitzvah is Sudas Yontif, that you have to eat from the Shlemus, and one mitzvah is Achilas Matzah, you have to eat from the Prusa. The Mishnah Brewer is unhappy. Why do Shulchan Aruch, Mishnah Berurah usually introduces Chumrah on top of Chumrah on top of Chumrah? So there's an unusual Mishnah Berurah here. He introduces a Kula. He's unhappy why the Mechaber quoted the Rosh, that you have to eat two Kazesim, one from the Shlema, one from one of the two Shlemas, the Biyotze, the Chiyav Suda of Lecha Mishnah, and one from the Prusa. He says most of the Rishonim disagree with the Rosh. They say you don't have to eat two Kazesim, Zigenuk one Kazais. That means that he's quoting those Rishonim hold that it's one and the same mitzvah. There aren't two distinct mitzvahs. One mitzvah to have Lecha Mishnah for Sudas Yontif, and one mitzvah to have Prusa for Matzah. The mitzvah of Sudas Yontif requires you should eat a Prusa. So if you say it's one mitzvah, so you only need one Kazai. So if you hold 2.5 matzahs, so you're saying you have to have two Kazais. If you hold 1.5 matzahs, so you're saying you have to have one Kazai. It's totally Zeb Zeb.
Does it make a difference if it's Friday night, Shabbos night?
I mean, even those who would say on a normal Pesach you only have 1.5, Pesach falls on a shot. I don't think so. Because if you're going to have 2.5, so then you defeat the whole purpose. They say you have to have, it has to be Bedaka Shalani Beprusa. So if you're going to have 2.5, so it's not called a Prusa. That's what they tie now.
As a practical matter, how would the Rush.
How would you get two kazais from one from the broken one? You give it to everyone. Each one has their own to begin with, and a half a matzah is already in the kazais. You got to figure out how much is a kazais. A kazais, you have to eat a kazais from the shlemus, like every Shabbos and Yontif. Then you have to eat a kazais from the prusa. Okay, so you can have, if depending on how many guests you have at your Seder, so you put in a lot of broken matzah. Every box of Shmura matzah has broken matzahs. So you put your fill in the middle, in between the two shlemis, you put all the prusas there, and then you give everybody a kazais from the prusas.
Everyone has to start off with a whole one also. Because once he breaks it, then
no, let's say every Shabbos and Yontif, one person says Amoitzi, and then he cuts slices and he gives everybody a kazayas or a kebetza, yosem kebetza, different opinions from the Shlema. He said Hamotzi on the Shlema, and everybody's yotze the lecha mishnah because they listen to his bracha, and that each one eats a shear, whatever the shear. I think everybody's supposed to eat from the lecha mishnah. So on Pesach night, when the balabas, when the balaseder says Hamotzi on the two shlemas, he should tell us to all the people.
If you have 20 people,
so you have to tell each son-in-law to make take his own.
The Rebbe
said
the shear once. Well, what do you take it from the table? The Maaser said one time.
Yeah, yeah.
He
asked
the one
Rebbe,
we don't have enough matzah.
Yeah, yeah.
So they have to eat that piece of the lechem mishnah first before they eat the rest of the matzah.
Do you have to eat a dafka in the beginning? Our practice is we eat the two, if you're up to it, you eat the two kazaisim. If it's too difficult, you follow the Mishnah Berurah says it's enough of one kazais. But it's not too difficult, so we eat the two kazaisim right in the beginning. The one kazais for the suda, and the one kazais from the prusa, for the matzah. Yeah. So that's another drasha of the Gemara. That's a fourth din. Prusa has to be broken. Then the Gemara has another Dover Acher, the top line of Kufta Zainam and Aleph, a fifth halacha. Madar Kishaloni, the poor man can't afford to waste money on the gas. His wife is going to turn on the gas and the oven, and then she's going to eat the dough, she's going to bake bread, a chalas, a cake, a cookies, whatever. And then she's going to put it in. She says she's wasting a lot of money for the electric stove or for the gas company till she's ready to put the food inside the oven. But she only has two hands, so she has to do bezach hazeh. So the poor man has to help his wife. He wants the jalave. He wants to save money over here. So who masik v'ishta oifa? The wife tells him when she's finished kneading, please make the fire quickly. So the husband makes the fire, the wife puts in the dough right away, and it gets baked, and then when she takes out the dough, so they put out the fire, so they save money on the energy. They don't waste money on the electricity, they don't waste money on the fuel, on the gas, whatever. So too when you bake the matzah for Pesach, just like an oni, madar kishaloni, hu masik, he does the hesek hatanur. The husband heats up the oven, and the wife puts in the raw dough. So the same too, when you bake the matzahs, you should have such a joint effort. What kind of a din is that? What is it? What are they driving at? So the Rashbam and Rashi, Rashbam is Rashi's grandson, they both say the same pshat, hu masik v'ishtoifo, you have to hustle to make sure that it doesn't turn into chametz. They should be memaher. But it's not a din dafke, the husband has to help his wife bake the matzahs. They have to be memaher shalot tachmetz. That's how they learn. The Rosh doesn't seem to learn like that. The Rosh seems to learn that it's an inyan. That's what the Netziv has, a whole arichas. It's an inyan, a mitzvah bo yosem ibishluchay. Not so much that you're worried about hurrying up, kedei shalot tachmetz, but rather, just like, let's say, bedikas chametz. So preferable is mitzvah bo yosem ibishluchay. I should do the bedikas chametz myself. If I'm busy in the office all day and all night, I have to make a parnasa and I can't do the bedikas chametz, so I'll rely on a shliach. I ask someone else to do the bedikah for me. But more correct is I should put the mezuzah on my own door. I shouldn't ask someone else. I should do the bedikah's chametz myself. So there, when you put the mezuzah, you mekayim the mitzvah right away. When you do the bedikah's chametz, you mekayim the mitzvah mid the rabban on the bedikah's chametz. Shailas, when you eat the matzah, that's the mitzvah. When you bake the matzah, that's only a hachana. That's not the actual mitzvah. We did say, mitzvah bo yosef b'shluch, I should harvest the grain from the ground myself. I should grind it up to make the flour. That's also mitzvah bo yosem and mishlucha. I should detach the esrog from the tree. Detaching the esrog, the Gemara says, you're not yotze the mitzvah if you hold on to an esrog that's still attached to the tree. It has to be detached. It has to be tolish men akarka. So when you say mitzvah bo yosem and mishlucha, everyone who wants to be yotze the mitzvah of lulav and esrog should go to the farm and cut it off from the tree. That's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is shaking the lulav and esrog. So here the Rosh says that baking the matzah is considered also a chelik of the mitzvah. Why? Because since there is special dinim how to bake the matzah, the din requires you have to bake it to shmo, Mishmata misa matzahs requires you have to bake it lishma. So this is a heksha mitzvah hakasa batorah. Whenever you have a heksha mitzvah hakasa batorah, the Netziv has a whole fantastic mimer and his commentary on the shiltas, and he brings rayas from all over. Pekiyas dike rayas that whenever you have a heksha mitzvah that's written up in the chumash, it sometimes has the status of a mitzvah with respect to mitzvah bo yosef himself. That's why he points out there's a Rashi in Masachas Makkos, of all places, in the second parak in Makkos, Elohein Agaylin, where Rashi sounds like he says that if you have time to, you have the ability to, it's preferable you should build your own sukkah. Even though the building of the sukkah is not the mitzvah, the eating in the sukkah and sukkahs are the mitzvah. The putting up of the sukkah before Yontif is a heksha mitzvah, just preparation. But constructing the sukkah is a heksha mitzvah kosa batorah, because there is special dinim how to put up the sukkah. It should be tasav leimen ha'asui. The Gemara reads the pasuk chag ha'sukkahs tasav lochal shivas yamim. So the pshuto shal mikra means chag ha'sukkahs tasav lochal shivas yamim. You should celebrate the holiday of sukkahs for a duration of 7 days. At the season of the year, at that season of the year, when you gather in the Paris from the field, it's about to rain, so you have to gather in the Paris. Until Sukkot, it doesn't rain. In Eretz Yisrael at all, that's the whole Middle East, that's the whole dry season, all Mediterranean area. And after Sukkot, it's going to start to rain. That's why you say Mashiv Aruach on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation on the whole Pasuk. Chag HaSukkot Tasalucha means you should construct the Sukkot. Chag HaSukkot Tasalucha Tasav Leimen HaOsui. Shivas Yamim should be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. Doesn't mean you should celebrate the holiday of Sukkot for the duration of 7 days. You should construct a Sukkot that will be sturdy enough to last for 7 days. And the Schach with which you construct your Sukkot should be Psolas Garav Yekav. Be'ospecha does mean at that season of the year you should use the Psolas Garav Yekav. So Asiyas HaSukkot is what we call a Heksha Mitzvah HaKosa Batorah. So the same thing, Afiyas HaMatzis is also, it says, Shmatam Es HaMatzis, and the Chachamim understood, you should bake the matzah lishma. So that's baking the matzah, it's a Heksha Mitzvah HaKosa Batorah. So that's why we would recommend that it's Taka Mitzvah Bo Yosef B'Bishlucha by the Afiyas HaMatzis. The Netziv claims that if you know how to, it's preferable rather than to buy a talis mitzuyetzis already, you should buy a talis separate and chutei tzitzis separate, and you should tie them on yourself, because the pasuk says, yosu lahem tzitzis, adino tasav lahem erosi, I'm tying on the tzitzis also. So tying on the tzitzis is a heksha mitzvah, kasa batara. Same thing, a mezuzah. There's no mitzvah to write the mezuzah. The mitzvah is to have a mezuzah on the doorpost. But it says in the Chumash, Chsavtam al mezuzahs. So if a person knows how to do it, we would say, Mitzvah bo Yosef and Bishluch, it's preferable he should write his own tefillin and mezuzah. He should write his own mezuzah. No. B'dikas Chametz is the mitzvah. No, B'dikas Chametz is the mitzvah mid the Rabbanon. That is. I don't know if it's called the Heksha Mitzvah. This is the mitzvah mid the Rabbanon. So there we would say, mitzvah bo yosef mishlucha, it's a mitzvah to perform the bedikas chametz. The purpose of bedikas chametz is, that's the way to fulfill tashbisu, to be boidik, and to be mevayer the chametz. So these are all drushes that the Torah Shebaal Peh has on the phrase, lechem oni. Then the Gemara has another famous drush on the bottom of Kuf Tezvav Amid Beis, lechem oni. The matzah should be lechem she'onim all of dvarim harbei. You should recite the Haggadah, Sipi Yitzias Mitzrayim, having the matzah on the table. All year long, many people have the practice, when they say Kiddush, there's no food on the table at all. And after you wash until it's a dime, then you put the chalas on the table. That's how it says, Tosfos quotes like that from the Shiltas. You shouldn't have any food on the table, and whatever food is there should be covered up, to demonstrate that the food is brought l'kovet Shabbos. Not like all week long, everybody eats dinner, everybody is hungry, everybody eats. On Shabbos, you should only bring the food after you say Hamoitzi, after you wash until it's done. After you say Kiddush, then you should bring the food. So on Pesach night, one might think, you tell Sipi Tzis Mitzrayim, you don't have any matzah on the table at all. So the din is not lechem oni, lechem shoinim all of dvarim harbei. The matzah should be on the table exposed. The matzah should be exposed on the table the whole time that they tell the story of Sipi Tzias Mitzrayim.
from the book, but I think the Maril is Maral. But you shouldn't have any other matzahs on the table until the Suda.
Should not have any
other matzahs other than the carrot.
Okay. Like the din normally is on every Shabbos, you're not to have other food. But the matzah shal mitzvah should be on the table. This memra, Shmuel says like that, Lechon Shalim Olav Dvarim Harbdei, this memra appears also on Daf Lamed Vav, Amid Aleph. So Rashi writes on Lamed Vav, you should have the matzah on the table when you tell the Haggadah and when you complete the Hallel. That's already a Chiddush. You complete the Hallel after benching. So after benching, the balabasta may want to clean up the whole table. What does she need? What does she need? All the matzah crumbs and everything. So she'll clean up the whole table. There'll just be wine on the table. So Rashi says, no, you should have matzah exposed on the table. Not only when you say Sipi Yetzias Mitzrayim before the meal, even when you goymer es halal, when you complete the second half of the halal, after the Birchas Hamazon, you should also have matzah on the table. It's a chiddush. That's what Rashi writes.
House, they left the house, he said. Up to the roof and say hello. Put next car, so they didn't bring the
mask
up to the roof.
So according to Rashi, the proper thing should be you should bring it up to the roof. Yeah.
So
I don't know.
We are uncarted to begin the kedusha of ours is uncarted, so it doesn't serve any purpose then once you bring up the roof.
Why? No, you can't eat the carbon pesach. Igmar says you can't eat the carbon pesach. You have to eat the carbon pesach on the ground level on Yerushalayim. Because Gagam Aliyah, Lenis Katsha, they don't have Kedushas Yerushalayim. But the matzah you can eat on the roof. But you have to have Kiddush B'makom Suda, and you have to have the Kiddush in the matzah, the same place you're going to eat the Korban Pesach. So they used to eat, the Gemara says they used to eat in shifts. Because Yerushalayim, near Atika, was not big enough to hold everybody. Millions of people came. The Gemara says that on one year, Agrippus HaMelech wanted to see what the population was. On Samach Dalet on the base, Agrippus HaMelech, Pamachas Bikush Agrippus HaMelech Litin Ene Buchli. So he wanted to know what the population is. So he told the Kohen Gadol, count how many Korbanos Pesach are brought. So the Gemara says that there were 1,200,000 Korbanos Pesach. 1,200,000 Korbanos Pesach. Twice as much as Shishim Ribo, 600,000 Jews. Yotzei Mitzrayim. The Gemara says Kiflaim Ki Yotzei Mitzrayim, and the Gemara says Ein Lachol Kol Pesach Od Pesach. Every Korban Pesach had at least 10 people eating on Kach. Each one had at least a chabur of 10. So you had over 10 million people. I should hope it's an exaggeration. But how can you shecht? You can't shecht. You don't have all day long. You have to bring the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim half an hour after Chatzos. So it takes a couple of minutes to bring the Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, and then you can't bring the Korban Pesach before Tomei Shel Bein Arbayim, can't bring it after the Shkia. So you have what, 5 hours? You have 5 hours, maximum 5 hours and a quarter to bring a million Korbanos Pesach. So it's like 1,000. Let's say it's an exaggeration. 1,000 Korbanos Pesach in one day, in 5 hours. Nisht Zegloib. Josephus writes like that. Josephus was a Kohen at the end of the Bayisheni period. So he writes that they brought, 20,000 Korbanos Pesach in one day. That's an awful lot. How is it physically possible? Pile ploy. So the Gemara says that Gagam Aliyah Slenis Katra, you can't be Yotzei. That's a Gemara Pehei. You can't be Yotzei if you eat Korban Pesach on the rooftops or on the higher floors in your hotel. You have to eat dafka, that's the bottom of Pehei on the base. Everybody has to eat on the ground level. There wasn't enough room on the ground level for everybody to eat, so they had to eat in shifts. So the first, I guess they drew lots, who's going to get the first shift. So after the first shift finished benching, so they had to leave to the rooftop to finish the Kos Revi, to say the Hala on the Kos Revi. So according to the Rashi, they're going to have to take some matzah there, to put some matzah. Is very strange. And then the Gemara has a seventh. So far we had six drushes. Then the Gemara has a seventh drush that we don't accept. We don't paskal halacha. The Gemara has one tana is of the opinion, but it's not accepted. Lechem oni is spelled with an ayin, but we read it as if it were written with an aleph. Lechem oni mishenechal baninus. If you have matzah, shall be kurim, that you're not allowed to eat in a state of aninus, so then you're not yaitzei the mitzvah of matzah. So we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like that because my Sushani is a pasuk in Chumash. This year is a Shnas Habir year. There's a 7-year cycle. So the first 3 years, the first 2 years in Eretz Yisrael, whatever grows, you have to be mafresh trumas and maisis, otherwise everything is stevel. So the first 2 years you mafresh truma gedola, maisa rishon, maisa sheni. The third year, instead of be mafresh maisa sheni, mafresh maisa oni. Then the next 3 years, the fourth, the fifth, and the sixth year is a repeat of the first and the second and the third year. So the Chumash gives you, the Torah gives you a half a year. From this year is the fourth year of the Shemitah cycle. Shemitah was 5 years ago. So this is the fourth year. So we have, the farmers have from Rosh Hashanah of Tavshinayin Beis till Erev Pesach to give away all the Maaser Rishon, to eat up all the Maaser Sheni, give it away, to get rid of everything. And then they're supposed to recite on Erev Pesach, Biyarti HaKodesh Ben Abayis, Gam Nesatev LaLevi, and so on. That's called the Shnas HaBiur. That's the Shnas HaBiur. So the in fact, a lot of all the boys who learned in Eretz Yisrael, all the boys and the girls, whoever was in Eretz Yisrael for a year, so they have a matbeya that they were using to be paid in Maaser Sheni. So when it comes Erev Pesach of the fourth year, this is Erev Pesach of the fourth year, Erev Pesach of the seventh year, that's the Shnas HaBiur, so you have to destroy the coin. So you have to put it into a container of acid. If you have an American coin, it's against the federal law to destroy the American coins. So the people who do it bitzina, so they shouldn't be arrested by the government. Okay. The din is, he's supposed to destroy the matbea. That's the din of Biur. Yeah. So the pasuk says when you recite Vidui Meiser and Erev Pesach of the fourth year and Erev Pesach of the seventh year, he's supposed to say Lo yachalti b'yoni mimenu. I didn't eat the Maaser Sheni in a state of aninus. So Maaser Sheni may not be eaten in a state of aninus, and nonetheless, the Gemara says it's a machlokes. The next daf on Lamed Ches and Aleph, the Gemara says it's a machlokes whether you can use Maaser Sheni flour. If you have tvua for Maaser Sheni, make flour. You make matzah out of it. You want to eat it in Yerushalayim. Are you allowed to use matzah shel Maaser Sheni? So the Gemara says it depends on the machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, whether Maaser Sheni Mamon Gavoya or Maaser Sheni Mamon Bailim. We usually Rabbi Yehuda halachik Rabbi Yehuda, and this is an exception to the rule. The Gemara says in Kiddushin here we paskin like Rabbi Meir. It's unusual. Usually we don't paskin like Rabbi Meir. The Gemara says Rabbi Meir was such a genius. He used to say such pilpulim in the shir. The Talmidim walked out of the shir. They didn't know what he said. Halach lemaisa. What did he paskin? Bottom line. So he would always explain all the logical possibilities, and the Talmidim walked away. They didn't know halacha lemaisa, what's the bottom line. So the next generation, when it came time to paskin, so the Talmidim of Rab Meir were always in the miut. So he was usually outvoted. Here and there, we paskin like Rab Meir. So Gemara says this issue is one of the rare cases where we paskin like Rab Meir. Halacha Rab Meir, the Maaser Sheni is Mamon Gavoya. So the Gemara says that's why if you have matzah shel Maaser Sheni, you're not yotze because it's mamon gavoya and you need shalachem. If it would be mamon bailim, so it is shalachem because we paskin Maaser Sheni is mamon gavoya, so it's not called shalachem. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, but forget about the whole story, Maaser Sheni mamon gavoya mamon bailim. But it says lo yachal to be oinim imenu. You're not allowed to eat the Maaser Sheni in the state of aninus. So why don't you darshan lechemoni mishen echal baninus? So the Gemara says we don't pass them like that. Lechemoni is geschriben with an ayin, and aninus is spelled with an aleph. So we don't pass them like this drosha. Has to be. There is a Tana who darshans like that. He can only be yotze with matzah if it's nechal baninus, and we don't hold like that. This Gemara is a famous Gemara. The Gemara says we pass them halacha like Rab Meir, the Maaser Sheni mamon gavoya. So you can't be yotze the mitzvah of matzah if you have matzah shel Maaser Sheni because you need shalachem. So the Gemara says, "Bush teita tinit shalachem." By the Dalad meaning the first 2 days of Sukkot, it says, "Ulakachtam lachem mishalachem." It has to be shalachem. So if you have an esrig, that's Maaser Sheni. So mama gavaya, it's not shalachem. It's not mama and bailam. But bush teita pasuk that tinit shalachem by matzah. Who says it has to be shalachem? So the Gemara gives a ganze drasha why you do need shalachem. So here is a famous machlokes here. The Rosh and the Rambam. The Rosh understands the Gemara Kepshuto that you need Shalachem. That's what it says and that's what it means. So the Rosh says if you steal a matzah from someone else, so it's not Shalachem. So you're not Yaitse. It has to be literally Shalachem. The Rambam says if you steal a matzah from someone else, it's no good because a mitzvah bo ba'avera. Like a lulav goes a mitzvah bo ba'avera. What does he have to come on to? A new reason, mitzvah bo ba'avera. Why doesn't he just say it's not called Shalachem? So apparently the Rambam understood that it doesn't mean that you need shalachem. What it means is that if Ma'aseh Sheni, Maman Gavoya, so the Ma'aseh Sheni is called Hegdish. So a Matzah Shal Hegdish is Pasul. That's what it means. But there's no requirement that it really has to be Shalachem. And the Rosh understands Kipshuto. The Gemara meant that you really need Shalachem. So that's the Shaila that the Taz raises in his commentary on Shulchan Aruch. The Rosh says that you need Shalachem. So when you have a lot of people visiting by you, by the Seder, and one person paid for all the matzahs, either the Balabasa, one of the guests, someone paid for the matzahs. So all the people are eating the matzahs, not Shalachem. So how were they yotze the mitzvah of matzah? Medav zayn Shalachem. So the Taz says that's okay. When you tailois the matzahs, when you give food to the guests, it's implicit that you makna the matzahs to them. It's self understood that it belongs to them.
Yeah,
a kinyan on yontav, the same thing. Let's say in Europe, not everybody had their own dalan minim, so the shul had one set. So everybody had to pick it up, and the yotze, they gave them atonim on asla hachzer. To be yotze, so the rishonim ask, how you allowed to make a kinyan on yontav? So they say, you got no choice, but maka mitzvah. You won't be out to the mitzvah unless you have shalachem. So but maka mitzvah, we allow you to make the kinyan. So here also, the Taz says, when you give the matzah to all of the guests, it's self-understood, it's implicit, that you're makna the matzah to them.
That's all year round. In other words, when you invite somebody to the table,
yeah,
you have to tell them, this is for that or what, it's automatically assumed.
That's what the Taz says. It's automatically assumed all year long that you're makna the food that you give to the guests. So you look in Eben Ezra, that's a big machlokes whether that's so or not. Let's say I allow the guests to use my light knife and fork and the chair and the plate. I'm makning the knife and the fork to him. I'll break his hands if he walks off with the silverware. He's not allowed to walk off with the chair.
But
I give him permission.
They're consumed, possibly.
Okay.
The use of it.
So the shaila is, what about the food that he's going to eat? And he's not. It's understood he's not going to leave the food behind. Is it implicit that I give it to him in matana, or that I give him permission to eat my food, but he's eating my food? So in Eben Ezra, there's a beferish machlokes about such a case. I invite a boy and a girl to eat by me, and the boy likes the girl, so he wants to marry her. So I gave him cholent, I gave him chicken, kugel, whatever. He takes the whole plate, and he gives it to the girl, and says, "Hari, I'm a kodesh asleep with my portion."
It's a kinyan mitzvah. It's a kinyan mitzvah. Kinyan mitzvah.
What do you mean a kinyan mitzvah?
He's going to be makadosh with me.
Right.
And it's his.
So the question is it his? Is it self understood all year long when you give food to the guests that you makna the food to the guests? So it's his? So he can give it to the girl, say Harat Mikudash Asli. He's Mikadasha with his Shavu Kesef. What do you say? No, it belongs to the Balabas, and I gave him permission to eat my food. It's not an Issa Gezel, because I'm Moichel. There's no Issa Gezel, but it's not.
The hotel gives you matzah the
same thing. So that's a machlekes. So that's a machlekes in Eben Ezra. Whenever the Balabas gives you permission to eat, is it permission to eat his matzah?
Well, you're paying for it.
Or is it?
You're paying for the whole thing.
Okay. Are you paying that he gives you permission to eat his matzahs? Or is it that you're paying and it's understood that you're kind of the matzahs? So that's a machlekes. And that's why some have the practice when everybody goes to wash until the Yadayim. So the father of the household, or whoever paid for the matzah, sometimes one of the guests. Mm-hmm. So whoever is the owner of the matzah should make an announcement. Everybody should be kind of, have in mind to be kind of the matzahs that they want to eat. According to the Rambam, it's bichlal not a problem. The Rambam holds that there never was such a din that you need shalachem. There's no halacha that you need shalachem. The Gemara just meant to say, if I say sheni mama gavaya, it's hegdish. So hegdish is possible for matzah. It's according to the Rosh, that's a shayla. The Taz says it's not a problem, because it's assumed that whenever you give food to the guests, it's implicit that you're makdin to the guests. And not everybody agrees to that in Eben Ezra. Some hold that it's not implicit that you're makdin.
Why do you use the Gzereshava, which is used in
Sukkot? You should use the Gzereshava to require that you do need Shalachem. The Gemara has a different limud. The Gemara learns it out from Chala. Haya b'cholchem yilechem ha'ir, it says lechem ayni. And there it says, "Bachala b'hay b'cholchem yilechem ha'oritz, mala halam mishalachem, afkam mishalachem." Vushteita b'chala, you have to have shalachem. The din is that hegdish is not chayv and chala. That's how the Rambam read it. Hegdish is not chayv and chala. So hegdish is possible for matzah. The Gemara doesn't make you gzereshava. It's a question: why not? Maybe it would have been better to make gzereshava chamishasa chamishasa. But the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara says you learn it out from chala.
Thank you.
the matzah to the guest before Yom
Kippur? You can do that if you want to, but we assume that you don't. It's not necessary. The b'mokah mitzvah, you can be make a kinyan on Shabbos and Yom Tov also. If it's b'mokah mitzvah, like you give the dalad minim on the first 2 days of Yom Tov, you need shalachem, so you give over the dalad minim on Yom Tov, and it's mutter to make a kinyan. Usually it's also to make a kinyan, gzeir shem erichtov. But b'mokah mitzvah, the Rishonim say, you see from the Gemara, that it's mutter, that we allow it. Yeah. On Shabbos. Okay. If you have chametz left over, you have no choice. Yeah. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so the practice is that we do the Mechiras Chametz on Friday, on 2 days before Pesach, Erev Pesach. So the shaila is, but the people are going to eat chametz on Friday night, they're going to have chametz on Shabbos morning. So what are we selling? So there are two versions in America. There are two versions of the Shtar Mechira. So some have the practice that the rabbi sells the chametz for all the balabatim. He sells the chametz on Friday, but he says the sale should take effect on Shabbos morning at 11:30, when the Zman Yisra Achila is up. Before the Zman Yisra Hano. We're selling it before 11:30 on Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Kiveger brought up an issue, maybe that's a violation of Mecca Chamemka b'Shabbos. Even on Shabbos, you're not lifting a finger. He sold the chametz on Erev Shabbos, stipulating that the kinyan should take effect on Shabbos morning. So Rabbi Kiveger raises the possibility, maybe that's also a violation of Mecca Chamemka b'Shabbos, even though it's totally Shevi Al Tasa on Shabbos. He did all the kinyonim on Erev Shabbos. So Rabbi Kiveger thinks that that's an issue. He says, how do you sell the chametz when our Pesach falls out on Shabbos? Rabbi Kiveger would recommend, that's the other nusach, that you say whatever chametz will be left over on Shabbos morning at 11:30, we're hereby selling it now on Friday at 11:30. But you don't know Friday morning which chametz is going to be left over, which not. So that should be an issue of Breira. Right. So we usually paskin, if you want a kinyan to take effect now, but it's Eina Mavura, which loaves of bread the kinyan is taking effect on. Are we going to eat these and the others are going to be left over? Going to be eat those and these are going to be left over? You don't know. Maybe nothing will be left over. You don't know what's going to be left over. So we usually paskin with respect to a din d'araisa, ein breira. With respect to a din d'rabbanan, yesh breira. That's how the Gemara says in the end of Beitzah. With respect to a dinim d'araisa, ein breira. With respect to a dinim d'rabbanan, yesh breira. So the Achrayim give a shvara teretz. They say, since our practice is that we're all mevat l'chametz anyway, once you mevat l'chametz, so the Gemara says, ben atori, you're covered. There's no bal yirah by matzei, so the whole need to sell l'chametz is only midi rabbanon. So with respect to din de rabbanon, so you say yesh breira. So it's very difficult. The need for the mechiras chametz is only midi rabbanon. In atori, once you mevat, you're taken care of. But the act of selling chametz is a kinyan deraisa. So that shouldn't be treated as a din de rabbanon. Din de rabbanon, you say yesh breira, making an erev tchumen. An Erev Chatzera, something like that. The whole institution is a din d'rabbanan. If you're making a mechira, mechira is a parsha and chumash. That's a din d'raisa. The need for the mechira is only to satisfy a problem d'rabbanan, to solve a problem d'rabbanan. But a mechira is really an issue d'raisa. So that's a shver ma'isa. But that's when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. So half of the rabbanim all over the world, half of the rabbanim is selling chametz, and most of the rabbanim, more than half, will not follow Rabbi Kiveger. Most will sell the chametz on Friday and say the kinyan should take effect on Shabbos morning at 11:30 at the end of the Zman of Yisra Achila, before the Yisra Hano Zman. And that's not a problem of Breira, and that's not a problem of Mecca Chamemka B'Shabbos, because on Shabbos you're acting B'Shevi Altas. And the miut of the Rabbanim will be concerned about Rabbi Kivega's Chumrah, that even on Shabbos you're not doing anything, you arranged everything on Erev Shabbos. That's an issue of Mecca Chamemka B'Shabbos.
Why would we say something like that? Doesn't seem to make sense.
So the Mefarshim, there's a Sefer Tzemach David, Ha'oris on Shubas Rabbi Kiveger, written by a descendant of Rabbi Kiveger, Rappaport, Akiva David. His name is Akiva, named after Rabbi Kiveger. His name is Akiva David Rappaport. He died in Siberia. the Nazis didn't kill him, but he died from malnutrition because he didn't want to eat the tray for food. He told everybody, he told everybody else, because nefesh, they have to eat the tray for food, and he himself just couldn't. He didn't want to eat, so he died. And his wife was an aguna, so as he was about to die, he told people, make sure you testify. And the wife was allowed to marry, so she remarried later on. His almana remarried. So he wrote a knockout sefer, Ha'oris on Shuvas Rabbi Kivega. Tzemach David. Rabbi Chana Wasserman saw that sefer, and he hired him to give the highest Shiram Baranovich sight unseen. He never met him before. So when he came to the job, he was surprised. Number one, he was a bacher. He wasn't married. And he gave the highest shir in Baranovich above Rabbi Chana, because he was a goyin agoyim. And number two, he stuttered so terribly, the students couldn't understand one word that he said. One of the rabbanim said it took a year till they knew what language he was talking. They were sitting and sitting, they didn't understand. So Rabbi Chana Basman didn't know what to do, so he asked Rabbi Chana, was a brother-in-law of Rabbi Chaim Oizer. Yes, Rabbi Chaim Oizer, what should I do? So Rabbi Chaim Oizer said, you're stuck. The Talmidim will take a year and they'll figure out what he's talking about. So he, in his Sefer Horus on Shuvas Rabbi Kivega, Tzemach David, he explains what Rabbi Kivega's Chumra is. He says that Mekach HaMemkar is not even a Malacha Midirabbanan, it's a Gzera Midirabbanan, Gzera Shema Yichtov. So Malacha Deraisa, Malacha Derabbanan can only be violated if you do some Kumbi Asay. Gzera depends how the Chachamim formulated it. Sometimes Gzera was formulated in such a way that you can even be violated B'Shevi Altasa. And sometimes the gzeres were formulated in such a way, you only violated b'kum v'aseh. So Rabbi Kivega thought that this gzere, he thought it was formulated in such a way that it can even be violated b'shev altas. We have it all the time. Let's say a person makes an order when the stock goes so high, sell. Or the stock goes so low, buy or sell. Whatever he said. He places such an order, he puts it on the computer, on the internet. And then he's davening in shul on yontif or whatever, and then the kinyan takes effect by itself. He doesn't even know, but he arranged it b'chol that it should take effect on yontif. So that's the shaila. According to Rabbi Kivega, the person is in violation of the gzeira mekach hamemkar. So the majority of the poskim don't hold like Rabbi Kivega on that. Most do not accept Rabbi Kivega. Yeah. So these are some of the special dinim about matzah. Matzah is the mechlo de mehamnusam. The special michael that we eat. We have, let me just say a few words, we have different minhagim on Pesach. The Hasidim have a minhag not to eat kibrox, but they don't want the misnagdim to be punished by the Bezon Shalmaila, the very kind. They don't want the misnagdim to be punished by the Bezon Shalmaila for not being medakta gedak kibrox. So that's why the minhag is that bedavka the eat kibrox on the Lizday Pesach, they demonstrate that it's only a chumrah. And they shouldn't, Bezal Shamayla shouldn't punish those who mistakenly have not adopted the Chum. So that's a Shaila this year. The last day.
Shabbos.
So normally by the Hasidim they cook the Knedlach on the last day Pesach. This year they can't cook, it's Shabbos. So the Shaila, they make an Erev Tavshilim, they want to know can they cook the Knedlach on Friday for Shabbos with an Erev Tavshilim. Because the whole theory behind the Erev Tavshilim is, Rabbi says in Psochim, where's that? Hoyel, right? Rabbi says, Erev Tavshilim is only midirabbanon. So what's the heter to cook on Yontif for Shabbos? It's not Oichal Nefesh. So Rabbi says, we ignore what you have in mind. You have in mind to eat it tomorrow, we ignore it. Since theoretically you could have eaten it today, so it's called Eichel Nefesh. But the Shaila is, you couldn't eat it today because you don't eat Gibrox on Shvi Yishal Pesach. You don't eat Gibrox. So the accepted opinion is, if you live in a Hasidic community where there's no misnagdim at all, so Taka Teiknesh. So there's no Jewish person who's going to eat the Gibrox. But if you have a couple of misnagdim in the community who would eat the Gibrox on Shvi Yishal Pesach, then theoretically the heathens, the non-believers, the apikursim, they would eat kibrox on Shvi Yishal Pesach.
But it has to work not only for guests but for you yourself as well.
Some achrenim say like that. The Ramah quotes a Marivah like that. Has to start from me. So if I'm a Hasidish, so it doesn't start with me. They had a different girsa in the Gemara. We have the girsa in the Gemara. Mikli if guests would come, it's okay. The Marivah had a girsa. If I would want to eat it, or if guests would come. We don't have that girsa. We don't paskin like that. Rama b'shem Arivail. All the Achranim said we don't paskin like that. So it doesn't have to start with me. So that's what one woman called me up on the phone the other day. I have to find out for her. She allowed to cook the gibrok. She allowed to make the kned lachan. So I told her I'll research it and I'll call her back. Okay. Then we have Ashkenazim have a minig. We don't eat kidneys on Pesach. So the minig not to eat kidneys also. We don't want to get carried away with the minig not to eat kidneys. So even on Erev Pesach, you're not allowed to eat chametz in the afternoon. It's an isim and atari, not allowed to eat chametz. But kidneys we do eat on Erev Pesach. That's the minig. You only abstain from kidneys on Pesach. Erev Pesach, you do eat kidneys. And then we have a minig, the Bali Atesis quote, on the first daf in Arif Sochim, on Tzadik Tesla Mebeis, and then early on Lamed Vava Mebeis, Lamed Hem Mebeis. So Rashi learns on the Gemara, let's say egg matzahs. Egg matzahs. So Rashi comments on the Gemara that made parents are not machmitzim. So Rashi claims made parents can never become chametz dog and gomor. But the Gemara says that's on Lamed Hem Beis, but on Lamed Vavam and Aleph, Rashi shows from the Gemara, if you mix flour, instead of mixing with water, you mix it with made parents, it'll be memahir lahachmitz, it'll become chametz quickly, but it'll never become chametz dog and gomer. It'll only begin the chametz process. Chametz nuksha means the beginning of the chametz process, it won't be completed. Taisus is very unhappy with this Rashi, the long Taisus on Laman Hamid Beis, but they say that's the meaning that we don't eat egg matzah on Pesach. It says on the box only lemutah l'cholim l'skenim. Other people don't eat. So that chumra is based on this Rashi. So Rabbi Natam was the grandson of Rashi. So you wouldn't violate Rashi's opinion, even though he disagrees from A to Z on this Rashi. But on Erev Pesach, he didn't have the chumra. So on Erev Pesach, you do eat egg matzah. Erev Pesach, you're allowed to eat egg matzahs. You're allowed to eat egg matzahs. The Ramoah writes Beferish like that.
But you're not supposed to eat regular matzah on Erev Pesach, and you have to eat all matzah. If he's eating egg matzah, he's already observing eating regular matzah.
No, so Rav Soloveitchik. No, egg matzah is mezainis, doesn't take like matzah at all.
But his father.
No, according to Rav Soloveitchik, he used to say that according to the Rambam, egg matzah is good for shmura matzah, 100%. Because the Rambam holds the only four things that make matzah ashira is yain shemen dvash and cholov, and egg matzahs don't have that. It has apple cider and eggs. It doesn't have any one of the four mashk. So according to the Rambam, the egg matzah is mamish kosher for leil haseder. So it's included in the prohibition of the Rishami and Alad eat matzah and Erev Pesach. But we don't follow that Rambam. We don't pass like that Rambam. So the Pashtas, the Rambam writes in the Dark Emosh on the bottom of the tour that egg matzah is mutah on Erev Pesach. The meaning not to eat, the meid peris, the chumre, is only on Pesach proper. It doesn't apply on Erev Pesach. Just like kidney is mutah on Erev Pesach.
So if I sit down, eat it on the 8th day, but not on the 7th, right?
Right.
What about in Eretz Yisrael? Do they eat it at all?
They don't eat it at all.
Oh, they don't eat it all.
So there's going to be a kitchuk. The Bezer Shal Milam may yet punish the. Oh, what are they going to do? I don't know. The whole reason why they introduced the minig to eat kidney, to eat kibroks on the last day, there shouldn't be a kitchuk in the Bezer Shal Milam against their brethren, their misnagdim. And Eretz Yisrael, there's going to be a kitchuk. So they're careful to eat on chutzlah. So, okay.
I heard the minig comes from the fact that they mentioned before that these thick matzahs, they were afraid it wasn't baked thoroughly.
Right.
So when they couldn't eat the soup like that, then it becomes chametz.
Right, right. That was the concern. Abchaim Olozhenik came specially, they said in the Sfarim, came specially to visit the Vilna Goyen, and he told him the Hasidim started a new minig not to eat kibroks. So the Vilna Goyen didn't hold from it, so he put a knedla in the window that everybody in Vilna should know that he eats knedla. He doesn't hold from the chum. They quoted in the Sfarim, on Psochim, on Daf Mem, when the Gemara says, well, if you have a matzah that's baked already, you can't become chametz. So in that Gemara, they quote this story. But the Vilna Goyen didn't hold from the chum. I want to wish everybody Chakosha with Sameach. Okay, no problem. Okay, a good answer.